One time, a preacher went to see could he banish a ghost from a house there in his settlement. This house had been haunted about 10 years, and several had tried to stay there all night. But before midnight, they'd get scared out by the ghost. Well, this preacher I'm telling you about, he was a brave man. And he took his Bible, and he went right on up to that house. Went on in, built himself up a big fire, lit a lamp, and sat there reading his Bible. No problems at all. Until just before midnight, when he heard something start up in the cellar, walking back and forth, back and forth. And then he hears something start to scream and get choked off. And he heard a lot of thrashing around and struggling. And finally everything got quiet. Well, like I told you, this preacher was a brave man. Anybody else be out of that house in 2 seconds flat. But he sat right back down. He opened up his Bible, and he started reading again. But he hadn't gotten more than about 2 sentences read when he heard that thing starting up the cellar stairs. Step. 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 Closer. And closer. Step. 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 Till it was right outside the cellar door. Well, then that preacher, he did get a little scared. And he stood up and he backed himself up against the wall and he held his Bible out in front of him. The knob turned slowly. And the door opened wide. And that preacher, he said in a quiet voice, "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, who are you and what is it you want?" Well, the ghost came right across the room, straight up to him, took hold on his coat lapels. Turned out to be a young woman, about 20 years old. She smelled earthy. Her hair was torn and tangled, and the flesh was dropping off her face so he could see bones and part of her teeth. She didn't have no eyeballs, but there was a kind of a blue light way back in her eye sockets. And she had no nose to her face. But then she started talking. Sounded like her voice was coming and going with the wind blowing through it. Told him how her lover had killed her for her money and buried her in the cellar there. Said if he'd dig up her bones and give her a Christian burial, she could rest. But then she told him not to bury all the bones. She told him to keep the end joint of the little finger of the left hand and hold on to it. And put it in the collection plate next Sunday. And he'd find out who it was that murdered her. "And if you come back here once more after that, you'll hear my voice at midnight. And I'll tell you where my money is hid. And you can give it to the church." Well, then the ghost sobbed like it was tired and sank down through the floor and disappeared. What else could that preacher do? He went downstairs to the cellar. He found her bones. He brought them up to the cemetery, buried them, gave her a Christian burial, and prayed over her bones. But he didn't bury all the bones. He kept the end joint of the little finger of her left hand, and he held on to it. And he put it in the collection plate that Sunday. collection plate got passed around like usual. And when a certain man happened to put his hand in the collection plate and he touched that bone, it stuck to his hand. He rubbed and he scraped and he tore at that bone trying to get it off. He went around screaming like he was going crazy until finally they grabbed hold on him. And he confessed to the murder. And they took him on to jail. And after he was hung, with the finger bone still stuck right to his hand, it never did come off. The preacher went back to that house one midnight. And the ghost voice told him to dig under the hearth rock. He did, and found a big sack full of gold and silver money. And where the ghost had taken hold on his coat lapels, it looked like the print of them bony fingers was burnt right into the cloth. It never did come out.